You are listening to John's Story, an audiobiography, read by John Lennon. Part 4, Something Bigger Than Me.
It was a new decade, a new era, a new reason to be happy and joyous. These are things that I would like to keep in mind as I go about my daily tasks, which I find not so new, not so happy, and never ever was it joyous. The drudge of the past 10 years had left me jaded. Maybe it was my inability to stick to one task and follow through with it that had left me how I am. A passerby would guess my age to be 5 to 10 years of my actual age. The truth was that I was just over a quarter century years old, 26 to be exact. I am employed currently, but I still find it hard to believe that they keep me on. I write for a magazine that has a fairly grand circulation. My pieces that I submit to them are never what they ask for, and they're often given to them just hours before the deadline, so they have little choice but to run the rants that I have deemed worthy of my time. I guess I could always finish things when it came to my writing, but I could never finish things like relationships. Like, for instance, every girl that I've ever touched, I still keep up a correspondence with. It's not that I want to rekindle something with them, though. Sometimes, some nights, I do admit that I do. It's just that I don't want that moment to end that we hit upon once upon a time. Once upon an evening. The timing always had to be just right. If it wasn't right, then it wasn't worth bothering with. I refuse to force things. I always refuse to wholeheartedly pursue the opposite sex. I will lay out some bait and see if they bite. If they bite, I will let them in close and lay out some more bait. See if they bite again. At this point, it's a simple question of, well, how much clothes we want to take off. It's always up to them how far things will go. I found that more often than not, when presented with this situation, already having gone to a certain point, the idea of not going all the way seems like a waste. I hate that thought of, oh, we almost had something. Almost. Almost is something that I despise. Like when playing baseball and I have a hit into the gap and have an easy stand-up double. I need to push it to try and get the triple. I don't care how many outs there are or if the coach is giving me the stop sign. I'm here for a reason. That reason is to get to third base. So I'm a shoe, and for the next guy to knock me in. One season I had 50 trips in college ball. An unheard of number. Well, unheard of until you heard of me. So there are 4 girls out there that are of the almost kind. Unfinished stories. Now they hold something over me. They were able to get to that point with me and then think better of it. Think that they were better than that. Not take my goddamn bait. I don't blame them. Balls, in fact. I almost want to applaud them. Not right away, of course, though. The pain of going through the buildup and letdown leads my maleness to madness. I rushed away from the stimulation that gave up truly and to find a bathroom or some private place to comfort myself with some thoughts of some of the girls that haven't given up and have gone all the way, and they're really nice, let me leave a light on so I could have a pristine, crystal clear image of what did happen. Thank God for those all the way girls and goddamn the almost ones. So now when I see these almost girls, I know that there still is an attraction there. I cannot tell, however, if this is an attraction to just get to the point that we got before or to get past that point. There'd be ways to pride and poke and see if things would end up differently this time around. I, wounded, cannot seem to eager to jump into another night of only taking off shirts and holding each other. Though as a youth I would have killed for this kind of action, this kind of closeness. Now though I not only want our clothes to be torn asunder, but I want the walls to be with passion and our bodies to collide with meaning. And after that's done, a brief recess before we do it again, and then recess and then again until the sunlight comes up. My thirst and yearning for this has left me almost one-sided. I let it get the best of me, always. I let it get the best of me, but I always find a week of solitude sometime in a year where I can sort through all the going-ons of the previous year and come out with some kind of resemblance of a meaning for it all. There are times that I need help with this, and that's where Paul comes in. Paul only visits now in short increments. The music has been pushed aside for now, and our development as fully functional human forces takes the foreground. In times previous, our talks would focus more upon our current relationships with almost girls and girls that end up being girls that stay in the picture for more months or even years. The inner going ons of these relationships had been our main means of talk for years, but sudden change had occurred. Not sure what it was, but it was something that was monumental, most definitely global. It was no longer how could we strive to be the best forces that we could be. It was now how could we make everybody become these forces that we were meant to be. The idea that flowed through Paul in a fevered frenzy one night, I was wise enough to capture it happening on a recorder. But I remained mostly silent during the whole discussion, my heart, and it was imperative for it to have for even occurred. Paul invited the renowned Miles Davis to come out with us. The early going-ons of the night were reminiscent of the previous years where the three of us had found ourselves together, but as we could all see, Paul could not settle for the usual evening and the same old banter. Instruments lay strewed across our domain, but I was the only one that felt the time was appropriate to pick one up and make something. What I was doing was making a soundtrack for something bigger than me, something bigger than Paul, something bigger than Miles Davis would ever be able to imagine. The words were all there in the 4-hour-long exchange, but the basic reasoning and the possible hope for the future was being laid out. It was an idea that went beyond the Beatles and went beyond the Reality Institute and beyond Life Force Records. This was a stab at world peace and understanding between mankind as a whole, not as individual entities. This put the Yellow Submarine somewhere in Kettering Garden and Norwegian Wimbledon and 8th grade final exam. This would start the reality revolution.
Thank you for listening to John's Story, an autobiography. This has been a reality recording. For more reality recordings, please visit therealityinstitute.net.